This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Jen digs into Margaret, Danielle is stirring the pot, and Melania just can't wait to grow up. Real Housewives of New Jersey After Show right here.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yes, Melania.
I cannot.
This is my jam. No?
All right.
You can't get behind it. I like her little intro.
I'm all for supporting like the dreams, said, though.
Yes, like, oh, Melania.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, guys, I am Chelsea Stark-Jones, and we have a lot of whining to dig into in this episode of Real Housewives of New Jersey. And it's just, it's a girls' night.
It is. Angelo, where is he, in Mexico?
He's somewhere nice on a beach.
I know. I hope he brings us, like, a shirt back or something.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Or gifts like Jennifer did.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I would like a knife.
I wonder if he's watching. Yeah.
So I am joined with Angel Saunders today, and let's just get into it. It was a very good episode.
It was juicier than the past episode. Yes. I was liking it.
It was too. And we have some news and gossip later on in the show. So, and our table flipping moment of the night. So everyone stick around. But we're in Jersey. We're cashing up with the ladies. They're doing their mundane task. We learned that Dolores has a dog named Dog.
I was like, what's up with that? It was giving me Bird Box vibes.
Bird Box? With
boy and girl.
Have you watched Breakfast at Tiffany's?
I don't know it enough.
She names her cat Cat because she doesn't want to get too attached to it. Aww. That's what it reminded me of. But I thought that was really funny. Uh-huh. So we get right into it. We get into the wine day. Jackie decided to put together a nice little wine tasting trip with the ladies.
That was nice.
It was very nice. Yeah. It looked like a beautiful day.
Poor Teresa.
Yes. You know, but Teresa is such a trooper. I wrote down, you know, it would take a lot for me to go somewhere that's just specifically drinking and not to drink.
I wouldn't have went, or I just would have had to do like a cheat day.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, so good for her for going and being a trooper and
out.
Like, you know, being a girl's girl and doing it.
Yeah.
But we get into this wine trip. Jennifer is the last to arrive.
Mm-hmm.
And Jennifer's still a little bit, you know, iffy about what Jackie said, the article she wrote. And she decides that she wants to stop into Jennifer's home before getting on the bus. Yes. And she, you know, she wants to stop in and just see what's going on, what she has cooking
in
the home.
She
calls it a dump.
But, you know, I actually liked Jackie's house a whole lot better than Jennifer's.
Jackie's house seems like a home.
Exactly. Like, Jennifer's house is like a bougie, gaudy museum.
Yes.
And it's like, what is this? Get me out.
Yes.
And Jennifer, I keep getting the J's mixed up. Jackie.
Yeah, Jennifer, Jackie. I know.
They're
both the new girls.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah.
Jackie the blonde. I love her house.
Yeah, I do too. That's a house that I would actually want to live in.
Yeah, better homes and gardens.
Yes, it's homey. It's, you know, comfortable, but to each his own. Some likes the gaudiness. Some likes, you know, practical. But we see Jennifer going there. She's not really impressed.
I think she was in denial.
About
that was a nice house.
It was a nice house.
It may have been smaller
than
hers.
It's just not her taste. And then we actually got a nice little flashback. Jackie should have done the 10-year challenge that's going along on social media with her.
But when she was talking about she was overweight, nothing's wrong with that. But it's like her pose was awkward. Like, she was in this gown and she was just like
very
standing
frumpy.
Like this.
I think that was like her prom picture. Yeah, she was very frumpy.
Yeah, the way you like carry yourself, like roll those shoulders back. Back.
Yeah,
like,
she could have been. Yeah, she could have been popping, but she chose not to be. But
she chose to be like this.
I thought it was, you know, good for her. She's, you know, her weight loss journey. I mean, she was also had that eating disorder.
Oh, she
too,
did mention that in a past episode.
Yeah, so she. I'm interested to dive deeper into her background, and hopefully, she comes back for another season. We get to see a little bit more of that.
Yeah.
But then they're all in the nice little party bus thing, mm-hmm. having a good old time.
Yep.
And Teresa, you know, brings up how she's training with Frank. And how Frank says he wants to tattoo Dolores' name on his body.
It's like Dolores has a new man, so what is even going
and
on?
Even if we don't even see it, the new man. They are divorced.
Yeah,
they're divorced. Yeah. Why would you get your ex-wife's name
that's
on
so
your
random.
Body?
That's
like,
so random.
I don't get it.
I don't know. Why didn't you get that when you guys were together?
Yes.
Why do you wait until she has someone else? But do we ever even see Dolores' new boyfriend?
I don't think we've seen David in previous years, you know, David and Melissa even brought up the point, you know, is lacking, is mm-hmm. not picking up the slack, is yeah. not doing the things that he should. And Melissa's like, Frank is doing that.
Yeah.
And David is kind of, you know, he's not being accountable for the fact that he has a woman and another man is taking care of his woman.
Do you think Dolores and Frank might get back together? They've got the history, they've got the kid, they've got the tattoo, maybe.
No,
they've got the business together.
I mean, knowing what I know now, that David has moved closer to Dolores
yeah.
and that they're building a home together, I think that him being closer is going to help the relationship, and mm-hmm. possibly Frank will back off because now he'll be around more.
We'll
but
see.
It's an interesting relationship and dynamic
yeah.
as it is. But
yeah.
to each his own, again, to each his own, whatever floats your boat.
Right, right.
But yeah, so Jennifer is sitting around. She's talking. Everyone's asking her how her trip was. And she's, you know, says she brought gifts back
man.
For people. And Jennifer was bringing the heat.
She came in hot. It's like, Jennifer, you didn't give them time to have fun. Like, this
no.
is a fun day. Like, you guys have a huge limo bus taking you to a wine vineyard
yeah.
for a wine tasting.
And y'all haven't had any wine at this point.
Yeah, it's yeah. a beautiful sunny day outside, and you just come with the shade.
Shade,
yeah,
shade.
You mess up this beautiful
shade.
Sunny day.
So first she goes and says, so, Margaret, yours got lost in the mail, like the mail-ordered bride.
I was like, ooh, I wasn't expecting that.
I was like, ooh. Wow.
I wasn't expecting any of it.
I was good. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, good.
Like, yeah, did somebody help her write that joke?
I know she really must have thought about that for
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, she got her cousins to help her or something.
And then she gives Melissa the same, like, candle holder that she had given Dolores
yeah.
and Teresa
the night
before.
I thought it was a wine
before.
Cup.
Did you? I thought it looked like a candle holder
to me. It could be both,
yeah.
I guess.
You're just using everything.
Yeah, it's multi-purpose.
But then Jackie opens her gift and sees that it's like a pocket knife.
And she's like, for when you want to stab someone in the
yeah,
back.
Yeah, Melissa is a little bit like, I'm jealous. I want a pocket knife. Why'd she get a pocket knife?
And she tells her why.
And Jennifer gives a little backstory, and as she said, she named it something, and said, you know, it's so for the next time you want to stab me in the back, you have something to use.
I was like, dang. She just kept coming with
she
it.
She really did.
Yeah.
I wonder if she, like,
yeah.
bought that gift for somebody else. No, she probably, because she
fit.
Went to Turkey.
No, it fit.
She went to Turkey knowing the article was written, so never mind. But yeah, so then they just jump right into the whole discussion. Jackie is really firm in her belief that she did not say or write anything that should have offended her,
yeah.
Jennifer. And Jennifer is just like, don't come for my kids. Like,
yeah.
I invited you into my home. Don't talk about my children. And I kind of understood Jennifer's point about, you know, her kids going to school and other parents reading it.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. So I get that. But at the same time, if you really dissect what the article said,
it wasn't that bad.
It wasn't bad.
My only thing about the article, because I did not read it, but I know you said you read it and it wasn't that bad. And that's the same thing that a lot of the girls said, but it's like.
And her husband.
Yeah. It's also, her husband definitely did say that. But it's also, if I invite you into my home, I'm not expecting you to leave out saying, oh yeah, she has this and that and her children are spoiled. Like,
yeah.
Like what?
Yeah.
Like,
but
you can't,
like,
come over anymore.
Yeah. And I Jennifer or Jackie finally got to the point. Can we call them something else?
Yeah, they need, like, a distinguishing factor because I always like mix them up. Blondie J and Brunette J. I don't know.
Jackie did kind of feel bad. Like, Jennifer was getting emotional.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
was clearly upset. And Jackie was like, I never intended to hurt your feelings.
Right.
That was not what I wanted to do. I thought I was giving you some type of a compliment because your kids have so much.
But
they have so much, and they're so, but they're still so well behaved.
She did end it on a good note, saying she hopes that they remain the sweet children she met at the door. Yeah. But every time I watch the show, I'm like, either they're really mature or. I don't know, because they seem to, like, sometimes get over their arguments pretty quickly. Like, after they were throwing the bag with the knife back and forth, I'm like, if I was Jennifer... Yeah, blonde.
Yeah.
Like, if I was Jennifer, I don't know if I would be able to just, like, put that aside and, like, console Jackie after she just threw something at me and, like, came in hot like that.
I mean, I don't... Like, it's... I think, too, it's like, especially for Jackie, she planned this day, so maybe she just and didn't she want any drama.
Yeah, she
you
did want to put it
aside,
behind
her. And her intention wasn't wrong, so I could understand how she could say, you know, this is not what I meant, and I'm sorry that it came across that way.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you throw something at me. I don't think I'm going to, like, be nice to you, but blonde Jackie, she did want things to go smoothly. That's why she planned it.
Yeah, but, you know, after Buzzers, you know what we spoil you with? We spoil you with so many amazing after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content tailor-made for you, and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, don't be, because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Yeah, and I think we're going to have somebody to shout out later on. We got a really cool message on social media.
Yeah, it was really sweet. And you guys keep join us in the chat. Mm-hmm. Talk to us. Let us know what you think. Was it too premature for Jackie and Jennifer to make up? And did Jackie really have, or did Jennifer really have the right to get so upset? And how about you guys give us some names for Jennifer and Jackie? Give us some nicknames we know who they are. It's the J's.
Jackie,
and
Jennifer.
Both new. It's like, yeah,
it's hard to say when you're like caught up and you're talking.
Yes.
So
if you have some like funny nicknames that you call them at home, let us know them. We'll share them on the show.
Help some sisters out.
Let's see. Oh, we got Jada.
Okay.
I think Dolores and Frank needs to get back together. They are meant to be.
See, people can break up and get back together,
right?
They can. They learn their lessons.
They can, but I just don't see Dolores wanting that.
She hangs out with him so much.
But I think it's because, like, David's not there. You know, using him as a crutch so much because she doesn't have that male energy that she really wants. And so Frank's there at her disposal. So she's just using it.
I also think that even if David isn't there as much as Dolores wants him to be, have some me time. Like, read a book. Hang out with your girls. Like, if you're in a committed relationship, why are you spending so much time with your ex? Like, that would
be
a problem.
It would be a problem. If I were David, I would have an issue with it. But also, if I were David, I would step up and be there for my woman.
And it's like, we hardly see him. Like, I forget he exists.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
I don't know. What are you doing, David?
Yes. So we finally get to the beautiful vineyard in New York. It was gorgeous.
They should have taken us.
I know. Where was our invite, ladies?
It got lost in the mail with the mail-ordered bride.
We get there to this beautiful vineyard. They're sitting outside around this table. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been wine tasting?
I haven't. I mean, inside my house at a bar, but... Like, never in a vineyard.
Oh, you have to cut, like, so many good places out here in L.A.
I know. Now that I live in L.A., like, I know California has lots of these.
Yes. And after this horrible rain is gone,
it's been raining nice and pretty.
I go wine tasting. And I love the whole process of wine tasting, because it's like you do things that you really don't do when you're like
swish it around. I never swish my wine. I just drink it.
Like,
I'm gonna do that tonight when I get
telling
inside.
You the notes of like strawberry and pine nuts.
I'm gonna see if I can taste like the oak.
Yeah, the oakness. It's been sitting in a barrel and it's like it just tastes good. I don't know. Like,
gets me lit.
Yes. Like, I can't. Like, I've had good expensive wine, but, like, once it gets to a certain price point, like you can't tell the difference of what's good and what's not.
Or once you have enough
Yeah, it all tastes good. But Jen has had a lot at this point, and she was being kind of profanity.
Like,
yes. And it's funny because we hear her say she's this traditional Turkish woman and all these other
things.
Even
Melissa had to point out, girl, you got some demons in you.
Yeah, she was getting in, suck my D, like all
I
this
can't
stuff.
She said that.
She really did, and was proud.
They
and
didn't even bleep
dancing.
It out.
No.
Like,
yeah, I mean, I don't even say that.
I know.
But Jennifer does after she's had a couple of wines in her. And then Teresa, you know, starts talking about Melania's song and how she's having this listening party for her single. And she invites all the girls, and they all commend Teresa for, you know, seeing that there's something wrong with her daughter and trying to find a way to, like, you know, help her with that.
My only issue with that is I want them to stop saying it's a hip-hop song and a hip-hop performance, because that is a lie, and, you know, it's a lie.
It's definitely along the lines of, like, kids bop, kid pop. It's
more pop, because even kids bop has, like, what do? They just redo the song. So you can have, like, a kids bop Fetty Wap song, and that's still hip-hop, but... Kids Bop Taylor Swift is still Kids Bop Taylor
Kids
Swift.
Pop. Well, I think her inspiration is the hip hop with the Fetty, so that's why they pull in the hip hop.
Yeah.
She needs a little bit more street cred. She
well, I
has
mean,
a Fetty father
Wap
in prison.
Is a good place to start.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that adds to her street cred.
Yeah.
Sorry, Teresa. Please don't kill me.
No, she's not flipping the table.
I know. Ooh, I love you.
Hey, it's me, Melania.
Hey, it's
me,
Melania.
I'm sure you've seen me
around.
I love that.
On TV.
My besties, Tay-Tay.
What? Just so cute. I mean, it's like when you were, what, was she 12? Like,
she's 12. Because she's 12.
I was writing songs like that when I was 12.
I'm still writing songs like that.
But, you know, everyone's commending Teresa for being such a great mother. And somehow Marge Sr. gets brought up, and Margaret starts talking about, you know, yeah, my mom was a cool mom.
Yeah.
She would take me on all these dates that she would go on, blah, blah, blah. And somehow brought up how Marge Sr. was dating a married man, and she thought that this married man was going to leave his wife for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jennifer her breath says, I see a pattern here. And Marge is like, I'm sorry, what? And she's like, I see a pattern. She's like, it's not a pattern, it's a coincidence.
Yeah, and who was that who pointed out that she's very hypocritical? Like,
Margaret.
Yeah, you can't say kids and what else? Kids and husbands are off limits, but you're talking about
someone's
mom. You
don't talk about
someone's
mama.
Like, that's, you know, that's like grade school.
I don't know how they do it in Turkey, but you don't say your mama nothing. No.
You don't have to start off with that.
So Margaret gets, you know, a little defensive, little bit like, why? But Jennifer's coming from the place of, don't talk about the traditions my family and my culture have.
Yeah.
So naively. Yeah. Which I get, like, if, but
it
at the same time,
naive.
It's like, don't, like, use as a teachable moment.
Yeah.
You know?
Because we don't know. That's not our traditions as Americans.
It's not our culture.
So it is a little naive of Margaret, but it's like, it's more childish of Jennifer, because you know we don't know.
Yeah, it's not common sense.
Yeah.
It's not, this is the first time. Like, Jennifer is so out of place in this group because she is not Italian. She's, you know, she's not the traditional Jersey woman.
Yeah.
Like, she's from a different country, and she holds those values really dear and true to her heart. So I could see where she would be offended by that. But she also needs to realize not everyone
we don't know.
Has
we're not,
those values.
Yeah. We're not trying to,
and
like,
understand.
Well, I think she was trying to make fun a little bit, but
she was,
not that much.
But it's also, Margaret's sense of humor.
Yeah.
You know, but Jennifer really took, like, hard offense to it.
She was just on one. She had too much to drink.
And one of the lines that she blurted out was, I can't relate to people who have affairs with married people. And that was when the women kind of were like, look, this conversation isn't going anywhere.
I can't relate either. So, I mean, that was a valid statement, but it was like, dang, you just taking it there.
It's
today.
Just a dig.
Yeah.
And it's like, but it's like also you're friends with Dolores. It's the same thing that Danielle said about Dolores and Margaret being friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what are you friends because you got cheated on and she cheats on her husband? It's like, why are you, if that's the life they choose to live and if it's working for them and they're happy, like, back the F off, you know? It's not
Jennifer just bothers me, so that's why I'm just like, team anybody else.
Yes. Oh, okay. Jada chiming in again. She says, in this situation, Margaret should have minded her business. If you don't know about it, don't speak on it. Yeah. So, I mean, I agree with that.
Wait, how did they get on that topic again?
Because somehow Margaret was, Marge Sr. got brought up, and Margaret was talking about how Marge Sr. would take her on dates, and she fell in love with Mary Mann, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know. I enjoyed the fireworks between the two of them.
Because we're not there, but I guess, like, if you're in that moment, it's a lot different.
Yes. So, they ended the wine trip on a somewhat of a good note. Yeah. Margaret and Jennifer, not so much. But we get over, Teresa is meeting with Marty and Danielle at their new home, the newlyweds. Mm-hmm. She said that she had just come from meeting with Joe in prison, and he's, you know, all handsy, touchy-feeling.
Touching on her butt.
Yes. And Teresa, you know, again, brings up Melania's whole music inspiration.
Her hip-hop.
And invites Danielle and Marty to her listening party.
Yeah.
And lets her know that Margaret will be there. And Danielle has a serious issue with that because she thinks that Margaret's a horrible person.
You know, I couldn't get over Danielle's husband saying that Margaret is jealous.
Oh, like, yes.
No one even likes Danielle. Yes. She is still trying to get a spot holding her hip on the opening credits.
Yes, like, and that comes into play later on.
Yeah, but jealous of what?
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, Danielle, stirring the pot as she does, tells Teresa that Margaret said, so confusing, that Margaret said Teresa and Melissa can't be trusted.
Yeah.
And told her that. And Teresa's kind of like, you know, it doesn't seem like something Margaret would say. Like, Margaret and I have always been good. But Margaret's recent behavior, and I'm just like, where? Yeah, what now is she's, Teresa, like,
she's just letting Danielle get in her head.
She is. And the same thing with, she did not like, Teresa was team Jennifer at the vineyard. Mm. So she kind of is like having these doubts about, like, she's kind of believing what Danielle's saying.
Yeah.
I, however, am not buying it. But fast forward, Melania meets with her choreographer for, like, one last little run-through at the dance studio. And we get her Aunt Melissa coming in. I thought that was
flashbacks
really sweet.
There.
Yeah, and we get a nice flashback of Melissa on stage back in the day.
Yeah.
Teresa saying, you know, Melissa's song was not my thing.
You know, it's amazing that so many, well, I don't know about so many, but it's like a reoccurring theme on The Housewives that people want to be singers. Mm-hmm. Like, what is this childhood fantasy that they're trying to live out? Kim Zolciak, Real Housewives of Atlanta, it's Party for the Party.
They and like, all do.
Like Melissa.
They all do. It's now they have money.
Yeah.
They have people. They have a camera. yeah. Oh, there we go. Is this Melissa? Not my thing, says Teresa.
Oh, wow.
Look at her.
I mean, she looks good.
Yeah, she does look good.
Who's the guy?
I don't know.
Look at this. She's like high tech.
High
production. She's like inside your computer.
Yeah. This is hot.
All right.
I'm surprised Joe was okay with this.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really cute, though, watching Melissa and Teresa watch Melania dance and, like, being stage mom and stage aunt.
Yeah, you could tell Melania was kind of getting annoyed.
Yeah, she was. They were being a little bit too much, so they did, you know, excuse themselves. Yeah.
I think if I was a choreographer, I would have been like, can y'all leave and let me do my job? It's cute and funny in the beginning, but I would have been like, all right, guys, we really need to practice. It's tomorrow.
Yeah. And so they sit down, and they're having this really cute sister-in-law moment together.
Yeah, finally.
And Teresa's like, I cannot wait to drink again. Like, I miss drinking Teresa. And so Melissa's like, well, where do you want to go? Would you go on a trip? And they finally, like, our cast trip is in Cabo this year, going to Mexico for some nice warm weather. Love it. And they ask, okay, who are we inviting? All that fun stuff. And then Teresa brings up to Melissa what Danielle told her that Margaret supposedly said. And Melissa's like, that just doesn't sound like Margaret. Like, she would
They're
never.
Friends.
Yeah. She, like, we're on good terms. So they leave it at that.
Yeah.
And we get to the day of the performance that we've all been waiting for.
I have been waiting for it. Yes. I can't lie.
It was so exciting.
Yeah.
But it's not so exciting for Melania. She seems sad to be a little bit dad. Sad. Yeah. She's upset that dad won't be
She's
there.
She's such a daddy's girl. Like, it's she adorable, is. But it is sad.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It is so heartbreaking. And he was in prison, and he still is, for a longer time than Teresa was. So mm-hmm. I'm sure it's, like, even harder. And the fact that they went consecutively. So it's like her mom was gone, yeah. then her dad is gone. Like, yeah. that's rough.
And then they're already, like, on TV and have to deal with that stress. Yeah. Like, everyone always been in their business. Yeah. And, like, you know, rumors in the news. One thing that she was doing, emailing him, is that, like, a new age thing? Or so, is yeah, that, the, like, well, they're because they're yeah, I famous?
I think because he's not in, like, a super high security prison, like he did a blue collar crime, so I think he has a little bit more.
They have phones or
access. I don't know how it works in the prison, but mm-hmm. like, yeah, I think because he's not at a like a high security prison,
yeah,
he has a little bit more flexibility to communicate,
like phone calls and letters. But maybe yeah. like I'm not in that tax bracket to yeah. know. Like when you got money, you do things different.
I think it's because he did a blue collar crime. Okay. He didn't kill anybody. He just, you know, fudge some tax forms or whatever.
Yeah.
But it was his message to her was actually really sweet and really cute, mm-hmm. but it was sad. But someone that did show up for Melania was our boy Fetty Wap.
That was amazing. She was so excited. She Even was her so cousin, Melissa's yeah. daughter, she was yeah. like, I got a picture with him.
Yeah, it was really cute. It was really cute. Yeah. So it was nice to see her like kind of light up right before the performance. And
way to go for Teresa, though.
Like, yeah, she's mom of the year.
Yeah,
like,
you see your daughter sad, you get her in a studio, yeah. you get her a performance, you get her Fetty Wap.
And like this, like the space she rented out was it really was nice.
It was
and
called like, Space, by the way.
Oh, was it?
That was the name of the venue. Space.
Yeah, it was just, it was really beautiful. Yeah. But it's, yeah, it's sad. And all the women start pouring in. And I thought Danielle's look tonight was not. She looked like she just, like, she had sex hair, her, like, military pants. Like, she looked yeah. kind of messy to me and disheveled. Yeah.
I mean, her hair was really big and frizzy. Maybe yeah. it was raining outside.
Maybe. I mean, my hair, she, yeah.
But. Yeah, she didn't look herself, so I don't know.
Yeah, and then, you know, everyone's like, how are the newlyweds doing? And she makes this comment about the credit card is getting a little hot. Like, she's using up all of his money.
That's why she's talking to him. But Margaret's jealous.
But Margaret's jealous, yes. Yeah. Margaret, speaking of, Margaret decides to set aside her differences with Jen that nice mm-hmm. night. I thought that was very nice of her. Like, she realizes yeah. that, you know, drunk Jen is different from sober Jen. So she was giving her a break, but saying that they'll address it at a later time.
Yeah.
And Marge just is trying to avoid the drama. She's trying to avoid Danielle. She doesn't want to be, you know, have any issues tonight.
I'm like, these women, like I said earlier, they have got to be mature, or I don't know, the producers are telling them to chill, because like, even when Melissa gave Danielle a hug and stuff, it's yeah. like Danielle just said, y'all can't be trusted.
Yeah.
And even like with the Margaret and Jennifer thing, I'm like, y'all don't like each other.
I think it just really boils down to, at certain things, like, we're at an event yeah, where a bunch of children place, are here, yeah. and my children are here, like, so it's just like, let's
you
just,
never want to fight in front of your kids.
Yeah, let's just set the no table flipping in front of the kids.
they it's all, like, kids, go play in another room. They've all this learned table's from, about to get flipped.
Learned from Teresa's mistakes. But, you know, I thought the performance, all in all, was really cute.
Yeah.
I you know.
I love the lyrics at the beginning. Yeah, like, I don't know them verbatim, but hey, you guys, it's me, Melania.
You might see me on TV.
Yeah, I know you see me around. Like, girl.
Yeah, it's very sassy. I was like, okay, Melania. The dancing was cute. And she, like, you saw her light up.
Yeah,
and, like,
I think she enjoyed it.
At the end of the day, that's all that matters.
And it takes a lot of courage to, like, get mm-hmm. out and do that in front of all those people.
Yes, kids her age, people that are older, like, yeah, yeah, it takes a lot yeah. of courage.
It seemed like her friends were really supportive too.
Yeah,
like all the little 12 year olds. Yeah, they gave like big hugs. They had their phones out. Her sister Gia was so happy.
Yes, yeah. She's so cute.
They look like twins.
Yes, I love
and
them.
Gia was so supportive. She's like, like, she's going to do great.
Yeah.
And she didn't say it, like, in a cocky way. It was just like, just happy she's my little sister. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really sweet. It was nice to see all that come together. Yeah. But after the performance, things just really hit the fan.
It was a juicy episode.
Yes. It bring in the boxing gloves. Things just
the
get
Vaseline
really,
yes, put on the face.
Take the earrings off. Things get sticky.
Yeah.
Things get really sticky. So the girls are talking. It starts off light. They're so proud of Melania, how great she did, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Teresa's like, you know what I've been thinking? After my competition, let's go to Mexico. Let's drink. Let's have a good time. And they're like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wait, you know what? I think we're going to get invited to that because they forgot our invites to the vineyard.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Angela's there now, so, like, why can't we go?
It would only make sense.
And so then they're like, well, who's going? And he's like, well, Danielle will be there. And you see Marge get a little bit weird. And then... perfect timing. Danielle walks over.
Up. I'm like, where was she? How did this happen?
And Melissa is just like, you know what? Since we're all here, let's talk about it.
Let's put her on the spot.
Did Danielle, you said Margaret said this about Teresa and I that we can't be trusted.
Yeah.
And Margaret is a little bit like taken aback. And Danielle's like, yeah, she did say that. No, I didn't. And Marge clarifies what she said.
Yeah.
Before the bachelorette party, they're sitting on the couch, they're talking, and Danielle makes a blanket statement and says, I feel like I can't trust anybody. And then Margaret, and I could kind of see her, like, Danielle being super dramatic and annoying.
Yeah.
Margaret responding, then just don't trust anyone.
Yeah. And that's just, like she said, a general statement.
Blanket statement.
Yeah, you're not... She was like, why would you point this one and this one out? Yeah. I said, don't trust anybody then. And she was probably saying it to, like, blow her off, like, whatever, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, you're being dramatic, you're being a bridezilla, then whatever, don't trust anyone. Don't, like, whatever. And... Danielle twisted and turned into something else. And then we hear Dolores coming in and saying, you guys, I told you so. This happened, was this last season when she, yeah, it was.
Dolores was perfect timing too.
Yeah, it was. And it's just like, you can't, like, that's what blows my mind about Teresa being friends with Danielle so like closely, like thick as thieves, it seems like at this point.
Yeah.
Because it's like, she tried to pin you against Dolores. Basically. Who is, like, a longtime friend of yours, a family friend who you consider a sister. She tried to pin you against her.
Yeah.
And now you see her doing the exact same thing to someone else that's been nothing but good to you. So why are you so, like,
Danielle
holding,
was just standing,
like,
there looking crazy.
Yeah, and
like,
she really did look crazy from the hair
to, like, her eyes look like they were bugging out.
And, you know, she had nothing to say. She had nothing to say because she was wrong.
She just looked crazy.
She was wrong. Yeah. But meanwhile, we have the men... in a separate group, Marty, Joe, and Joe all talking. And Joe, Margaret's husband, starts saying, you know, things have been different for Danielle and Margaret ever since the wedding.
Executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire...
That happens sometimes.
Yeah.
Sorry. It must be the rain. Let's just chalk it up to that.
It's raining outside.
Yeah,
you know.
Sorry about that, guys.
Californians, we don't know how to act when it rains. But Marty is, you know, saying, well, it's just because Marge is jealous.
He is rude.
She said, you know, and in front of Joe, like, she's jealous
rude.
Of Danielle. Like, who wouldn't be jealous of her? She's the most beautiful woman in the world. And it's one thing to have your woman's back.
But
and
to say,
like,
that and to insult someone else,
yeah.
Like, I don't understand him. Because clearly their marriage didn't last. Clearly they were having issues in Bimini. And, like, I don't know. It's like he puts her up on his pedestal because he said himself he chose his kids. Mm-hmm. He chose her over his kids.
Yeah.
And now he's talking about she's the most beautiful woman in the world. She looks better than your wife. But you guys had all these problems. You're calling other people jealous, but your marriage was what, like, months?
Yeah.
So
it's,
I don't know.
A disaster.
Yeah.
And he starts saying if Danielle and Marge walked into a room together, no one would even notice Margaret because Danielle is just so beautiful. And that's when Joe had heard enough. Yes, it was shocking. And Joe was not happy about it, but other Joe had to step in and hold him back. And it's just like, you don't say that. You just don't say it. That's just in bad taste.
Yeah, I can't wait to see the next time they get together when it's not a kids even.
Yeah.
Because that's not something that you just, like,
you don't
throw
say,
under the table.
And it's just like, in the previous episodes, I was feeling bad for Marty. I'm like, oh, God, this guy, he doesn't know what's coming.
Maybe he's had enough.
But I'm like, he's been around her too much that he, like, is delusional like her, or maybe it's just as bad as she is, and that's why their marriage didn't last that long. But it's just like, it's so disgusting.
That
like,
was a horrible statement to make, and I just was like, oh my God. You know, and he didn't care, because like, even when other Joe was holding him back, he just kind of stood there, and then eventually he walked off like, all right, we're not fighting here, so I can go.
I mean, you just don't lift somebody up by bringing someone else down. It's just, it doesn't make you look good, it doesn't make that person look good. It's just a bad situation all around. So that kind of conclude the listening party. It was it went out with a bang. But why don't we just go ahead and jump into our table flipping moment of the night.
Prostitution whore, you are f***ing engaged 19 times. You f***ing stupid bitch. Coming to my
surreal. Everyone just looking around is like the best part.
You know what,
like,
that reminds me of? Did you ever see that clip of Jocelyn Hernandez in a studio recording? And she was like, she was on something. Like, it wasn't a drink. It was something. And okay, we'll play it next weekend or something, maybe. But next week or something. But that's what that reminded me of. My table flipping moment is what we just discussed, the husbands.
The husbands. Yeah. They get it. They get the table flipping moment of the night. Yeah. I have to give it to Jennifer. Jennifer, the whole wine fiasco and Jennifer, like, she really brought it tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a big Jennifer fan still.
It just was entertaining.
But she, like, brought the heat. And starting with the gifts, the digs, the shade.
She had help.
Yeah, she really did. She really thought about it. Like, and then going into Margaret at the wine table. I have to give it to her. Like, she was, she repped it for herself in this episode.
Yeah.
I have to say. But let's go ahead and jump into some of our news and gossip real quick. TV news. All right, so we just have one thing to talk about, and that is the reunion. The reunion went down last Thursday, and it has been said that this is one of the most aggressive reunions to date.
Is it?
Yes.
How many franchises are there?
This is, for New Jersey.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, whoa.
Yes, one of the most aggressive, and this is coming from Melissa Gorga. She posted on her Instagram saying that it was so aggressive. They taped the reunion a little bit earlier because Andy, you know, is expecting his surrogate baby. Is expecting to have the baby soon. So they taped it a little bit earlier. But rumor has it, this is some of the things that comes to light during the reunion. Teresa did not hold back whatsoever with Jackie. Page six said that she really went in after the whole prison thing. And also the photo that we showed last week of Jackie being a super fangirl at Teresa's book signing, that comes up and that gets brought up into play. And the ladies kind of feel that her being such a big fan of the show, like, tainted her opinions upon joining the cast.
Yeah.
So that is, I guess, a whole big thing. But also we're told that Melissa and Teresa were also going at it and bickering and pushing each other's buttons throughout the whole reunion.
Yeah.
Which, like, breaks my heart. Like, because I want them to be friends, but I just don't think we're going to get that.
I don't know. But maybe we'll have some wine for that episode when we do the reunion show. Wine and popcorn.
Wine, popcorn, the whole shebang.
Yeah.
And then also Danielle and Margaret get after it over their failed relationship, as well as Margaret and Jennifer getting into a heated exchange. We already saw them get into a heated exchange this episode. Yeah. And then we get a little preview of them getting into another one next week in Mexico. So that is what's going to bring us into our predictions.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Okay, so what do you see, Angel, going forward? We have Mexico. We have this big trip. We also have Teresa's bodybuilding. What do you see going on with the rest of the season or the next few episodes?
I see drama, actually, because it's been, like, so much leading up. We're coming to the, you know, they're wrapping things up with the whole reunion. So, you know, it's getting closer to the end. I mean, we already see three different confrontations, like, that could have happened at Melania's thing, but didn't because it was a kids' mm-hmm. event. There was the husbands, there was Melissa and Danielle, and then Jennifer and Margaret. Mm-hmm. So those are three events that took place at one event, yeah. but they couldn't really do anything because it's a kids' event.
Yeah.
So I feel like next episode, they're not going to be at a kids' event. And yeah. I think Teresa's competition is going to go well. Do we not know if she won? Because clearly in real life it happened already.
I actually think we do. I think she did. Actually, I don't know. I think she placed.
Yeah.
I don't know if she won one.
Okay.
I think because that like explosive dinner in Cabo where we see Melissa slam a glass down and start to charge somebody. I think that Danielle is specifically trying to turn Melissa and Teresa against one another.
She wants to hold her hips so bad.
Yeah. So I think that there's going to be a lot more drama that involves Danielle. And I think she's going to try to move certain pieces around yeah. to get these two women pinned against
That's
one another.
That's honestly crazy. What? Like in real life.
Oh, yeah,
to
no,
do
she's
that.
Legit. She's yeah. legit insane for sure. Like clinically.
Yeah.
I shouldn't say that. Yeah. So I think
people
that
are sensitive. Yeah.
I think that she is definitely going to be playing a major part in the next few episodes. Again, also with Margaret. But I think more so with Teresa. I think she really has Teresa's ear and Teresa's loyalty, yeah. which I don't understand whatsoever. But I think that's going to kind of come to a head all in Mexico. And I think Melania's song is going to be number one.
I do too. Honestly,
I think it is.
Just because people watch the show, they want to see what people are talking about and then kids will like it. So
it's going to be number one on iTunes.
I'm Melania. You've probably seen me.
I'm going to the mall.
I'm going to the mall. I'm going to pick up Tay Tay.
I'm going to get our nails done.
What was the other one's name? Tay Tay. And I don't even know.
I don't know. See, she's not as important.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have to have a nickname.
Something with an S, I think. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, you guys, that does it for our after show.
Yeah.
We had a great episode, and I hope you enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys next week. We'll have Angela. We'll have a full panel.
Hey, girl. I want to hear the names.
Oh, I know right, Stephanie. Yeah.
Tay Tay and Stephanie.
Is she going to pick them up?
Is she going to pick
She's
them up?
12. Her mom's going to pick them up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me and my mom going to pick up Tay Tay and Stephanie.
Well, I'm going to jump in my car and pick up my dog and go to bed. So
We got
to
go out in this rain. What is up, LA? Why is it raining? It's been raining like a week straight.
I know. It's depressing. We don't do rain in California.
Yeah.
But you guys, thank you so much for joining us on this after show. We really look forward to diving into so much more. I am Chelsea Stark Jones. You can catch me online at ChelseaStarkJones.com and on Instagram at C_S Jones.
And I'm Angel Saunders. And speaking of Instagram, we had that
shout out. We have a new friend that we want to say hello to.
Let me see if I could find them. Let me pull it up. They actually are like a Real Housewives fan page.
Yes.
And their Instagram ad is at RHONJ, like Real Housewives, you know what I'm saying, of New Jersey, Bravo. So it's at RHONJ Bravo.
Yes, and they have everything you need from between talking to us to the show all week long, updates about everything going on with Bravo and Real Housewives of New Jersey. Mm-hmm. So check them out, but also come to us and we'll break everything down for you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. We'll see you next week.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.